At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, well, we were going to talk about redistricting, and I love talking about redistricting, but then Trisha came in, and she hates redistricting.
Oh, it's the worst.
I love it so much that I was maybe thinking about doing it anyway, but I'm just such a nice guy that I thought. Not with Trisha here.
Shutting it down.
Not with Trisha. Maybe in this hour, though, we might talk about Texas.
It seems like substantive content,
and
I think we should not do that right now.
Yeah. Yeah, you hate that.
It's terrible.
It's coming from Trisha. It's the rules now.
As somebody who manages the station,
yeah,
you hate when we talk about real stuff.
I do. I would prefer nonsense.
Yeah, you don't like news.
No. Mm-mm.
So we try to stay away from that for your sake, but
thank
we
you.
Just like it. Like, you've hired the wrong people.
I know. It's been a battle.
So this is a segment that we're going to do because she's here called Serious Questions.
Serious Question.
Thank you very much. That was well-timed by Brad, because we've never done
trying
this.
Trying to do radio stuff for the sake of radio here.
We've never done this segment on the Annie Fry Show. This is a Wiggins America segment that we're adopting just for a day. If you are tuning in right now, you're like, where's Annie? She is fine. She just has a ghost voice.
Yeah.
It's just not there.
No voice.
And it happens to the best of us. And sometimes you just got to say, call on the B team. And so that's why we're here. But because of that, we had putting things together very last minute, and I'm like, let's do Serious Questions. It's a fun segment, and I really think I should pitch this to Annie. I think I should pitch this to Annie as a segment we start doing on the Annie Fry Show.
Pitch it.
I will.
Do it. See
Fine.
What she says. Probably won't say much right now without that voice, but...
Yeah, and that's why I'm doing it today, because I can say, well, I asked, you didn't say anything. So, the way this segment goes is, each of us, Brad, Trisha, myself, and Ethan... assuming Ethan wants to come back in, he's probably looking for a story right now. Read a story.
I think B team or B squad or whatever he said was generous.
I do too. Yeah, the Manny Fry Show is a nice title for B team. Yeah. We read this story and we have a very, very serious question for everybody else in the room to ask about that story when we discuss. And when we do so, Brad plays the sounder.
Serious Question.
So that you know the serious question is coming. Here comes Ethan. He's very proud of himself for doing a tiny
punctual
bit of
as
show
ever.
Prep. All right, so I'll start, and we'll go from here, and this is how this works, okay? New Orleans. Candace Taylor, 35, of Slidell, was arrested Monday by Louisiana Bureau of Investigation agents. According to arrest records, the investigation started with a complaint from the Louisiana Department of Health alleging Taylor committed Medicaid recipient fraud by underreporting her income to qualify for benefits. This is very much in the news right now because they're cracking down on this stuff more, but it's always existed. The reason why this one is more interesting, though, is because investigators say Taylor applied for Medicaid in 2019 under the alias Candace Saylor, listing a biweekly income of $1,900 and no dependents. Less than a year later, she reapplied using the same alias and inconsistent information, which is what tipped them off, the affidavit states. Between 2020 and 2024, though, she did not make $1,900 biweekly. She had various businesses that had generated more than $9.5 million in revenue.
Whoa.
Across multiple accounts under her control.
Underreporting.
Whoops. A little off on my income.
Wow.
So this is the kind of fraud that makes you go, wow, that is a news story. Because there's a lot of fraud.
I was like, I don't see how this story applies to what we
laid
out. Well,
$1,900 biweekly in radio. I'm like, Brian, I
know.
You know, that's
like,
okay.
Oh, you could get Medicaid with that?
Yeah, you can survive on that.
Maybe we could get a little Medicaid here and there. but my serious question.
Serious question.
Have you ever defrauded the government for $9.5 million? Trisha, you first.
No. But I do appreciate how clever she was with just like moving some decimal points around and getting herself a little deal. She seems like a savvy businesswoman.
Just sounds like a rounding error to me.
Me too. Yeah. I buried the lead here because the reason they actually caught her is because she was driving around in this $480,000 Lamborghini.
Good grief.
So I could have asked another serious question, which
serious question
would be, have you ever ridden in a Lamborghini, or what's the most expensive car you've ever been in, for
that's
that matter?
That's a fun question.
I don't know that I've been in anything better than maybe a really nice BMW.
Yep. I was just saying, thinking a Beamer.
Tesla. Tesla's are
Tesla.
Fun.
Yeah. I don't know that I've been in a Tesla.
Aston
though.
Martin.
Aston Martin.
That's a good one.
How much does that car cost?
Depends on which one, because they go anywhere from
how
like,
much?
How much does a Ford cost?
The one that I was in probably was like $150,000.
Okay. How about a Ford Tempo? Because that would be mine.
Like $50.
I don't think they make those anymore.
Got a Honda HR-V I'm pretty proud of.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Nice. Well, even an average car now is like 50 grand. So,
Not all right. My Honda HR-V.
Not my Ford Tempo. Brad, you want to go next?
Yeah. So this story is titled, Seattle Woman Sues Blue Angels Claiming the Military Jets Traumatized Her Dying Cat. It's a real story. This is from The Independent. All right, a Seattle woman has sued the Navy Blue Angels, claiming the military jets traumatized her dying cat. The Navy's flight demonstration squadron, which has 140 active duty sailors and Marines, has been performing shows across the country since the 40s. They have a show scheduled in Seattle in early August, and a lawsuit filed by Lauren Ann Lombardi on Monday claimed the Blue Angels' annual air shows over Seattle in August 23 and 2024 put her cat Layla, who suffered from congestive heart failure, under extreme duress. Lombardi claimed the sound of the squadron's low-flying jets caused Layla to have panic attacks and dangerously elevated her heart rate. She was put down in August of 2024.
Ooh. She would have been fine.
This is a quote. Layla's final days on Earth were marred by sadistic suffering, cowering in terror beneath furniture while her ailing heart struggled against the Blue Angels' relentless noise pollution. Layla died knowing.
This is a cat we're talking about.
Layla died knowing only fear when she should have known only love, the lawsuit read. So,
I side with her on this.
Serious question.
Serious question.
Should the, in an act of, consolement and consolidarity with Layla, should the Blue Angels do a flyover over Layla the cat's memorial service?
Well played, sir.
That could not have been a better asked serious question.
Well played. I didn't know if you guys were going to be on board with this segment. Clearly you are.
Brad gets it.
Good job. Woo! Good job, Brad. Thank you very much. Which one are you, Trisha or Ethan?
No, I think that's horrible, and I feel bad for the cat.
Do you actually? No, you don't feel bad for the cat. Gosh.
If I were the judge, I'd side
with
the cat.
Why do people think that the general public cares at all about their pets? They don't. Sorry it died. That's it.
You know what, though? This would open up a whole new world of lawfare if they did this, because think about 4th of July.
Especially in states that fireworks are illegal.
Or no, when they're legal.
Yeah.
Because then you're firing off bigger stuff, and then you could claim it for any pet you wanted.
Just say the fireworks go off in the park across from my house every year. So every year we have to give my dog, it's like a calming treat, and then play calming music.
By calming, what do you mean?
I mean, it's like chamomile and some other like joint stuff. Yeah. I don't know what else is in it, but I don't think marijuana is one of them.
Just breathe it in.
But the first year they had those fireworks, we came in from watching them, and we couldn't find my dog, and he was cowering in the bathroom shaking. So we're like, oh, we can't do that next year. We got to figure out something else. And so we found this stuff, and now he sleeps through them. So
yeah, I mean, my dog hates it too. Yeah. We snuggle every 4th of July.
But at least if your dog was going to be like shaking and peeing, he went in the bathroom.
He wasn't peeing. He was just shaking in the corner.
He's a good boy.
Yeah, he's a good boy. He went to use the toilet.
He wouldn't do that.
I would love to see a dog use a toilet. Serious question. You ever seen a dog use a toilet?
Serious question.
No, but I've seen a cat do that on the internet.
I have too.
A dog do it on the internet.
I think I've seen it in movies. Okay. Are you going or am I going?
I guess I'm going, but it's hard to follow Brad. Reese's and Oreo unveil collaboration with two new treats hitting shelves soon. Reese's and Oreo are launching a partnership that will feature two new treats, the Reese's Oreo Cup and the Oreo Reese's Cookies. Both are available starting August 18th through the Hershey store, while retail stores nationwide will start selling the products in the beginning of September. The Reese's Oreo Cup resembles traditional Reese's peanut butter cups, with inside containing Oreo crumbs and a white Oreo cream topping, while the cookies look like regular Oreos but have peanut butter filling. Serious question.
Serious question.
Is peanut butter overrated?
Ooh, no, it's not.
Reese's peanut butter?
No. Peanut butter.
Peanut butter? Mm-mm. It might be a little bit overrated.
I don't think so.
Not at all.
I'll tell you what really makes me mad, though. Yeah, you got me fired up. Is that butterscotch is underrated.
I completely agree, but I'm with Brad on the peanut butter. I think we hype it up too much. It's more of a health food than a treat for me.
Sometimes I like to use peanut butter as a snack, but it's like when I eat that little spoon of peanut butter, I'm really wanting chocolate
or something.
Settling for peanut butter.
So butterscotch, I was like, this is going to be great because butterscotch was about to make a big revival in America, and it was this year, and it was because of Snickers. Snickers came out with a butterscotch Snickers. And I was like, this is amazing. It was like butterscotch scoop flavored. And I'm like, this is going to be a revival of butterscotch. We need this in America, in American candy, because nobody uses the butterscotch right. It was the worst candy bar, and they blew it for everybody. Now we'll never see butterscotch make its true American revival that it needed in American candy because Snickers botched it so bad. Did any of you guys have the Snickers butterscotch?
No.
One of the worst candy bars I've ever had. It tasted like a chemical.
I care about as much for butterscotch making a comeback as I do for Seattle Lady's dead cat.
Okay, thank you very much.
So Ethan's a fan of the flyover.
You're next.
Big fan of the flyover. Okay, my story. Workers at a site in South Carolina that once made key parts for nuclear bombs in the U.S. have found a radioactive wasp nest, but officials say that there's no danger to anyone. So the story, of course, being, you know, that they found a radioactive wasp nest.
I don't believe that. Okay. I mean, I don't believe there's no danger.
Employees who routinely check radiation levels at the Savannah River site near Aiken found a wasp nest on July 3rd, on a post near tanks where liquid nuclear waste is stored, according to a report from the U.S. Department of Energy. The nest had a radiation level 10 times what is allowed by federal regulations, officials said. Here is my serious question.
Serious question.
Would you be in favor of the government intentionally creating radioactive wasps for military purposes?
Domestic or foreign?
Foreign.
Yes.
Domestic, dear God.
Well,
they're rioting. Attack!
Enough of those protesters.
The wasps. What do the wasps do? Serious question. What do the wasps do once they get radioactive?
We don't know because this is the first time.
This is the test pilot.
Exactly. So I'm saying, but they're saying that it's not a danger. Do we really believe that?
No.
I don't either. You get stung by one of those things.
This is some Hunger Games stuff. They had these things in Hunger Games.
Yeah, the tracker catchers.
This is an origin story for some superhero.
I'm saying next time.
Somebody who gets grossly deformed.
I'm saying maybe next time it's not a B-2 sending over a bomb. Maybe he's sending over some radioactive
wasp nest.
Maybe you just put the wasp nest in a big drone and you just crash it in Iran.
To make them mad.
Yeah.
Right. It doesn't kill everyone. Everyone's just super puffy.
Trisha, great segment, right?
As always.
Thank you, obviously. Thank you. We'll be right back with Ethan's segment, Irfan's Blurgs, coming up next.
Sports and local.
Ethan's Forgettable Stories.
Really? That's the best you can come up with?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not. That was the worst one of the week. And I'm using it because Annie's not here. I want to save the really good one for tomorrow. The best one is tomorrow and Friday.
It's so bad.
Yesterday's was great, too. I'm going to play that one. Let's just go with yesterday's.
Coda!
Check it out. Sports and local.
Murfin's Burgle Nuts.
That one's great. Murfin's Burgle Nuts. I said that to my wife last night, and she was like, that's stupid, but she couldn't help but laugh. She laughed at it.
So stupid.
She laughed at the name of your segment.
It's a sign of a great joke that makes you laugh.
Hate it.
When you can't laugh.
Yeah.
When you're trying not to.
Yeah. She hates everything I say.
I mean, I can't blame her.
And she married you.
Yeah, she still married me.
Poor lady. Poor, poor lady. Hello, Ryan and friend.
Hey,
Andy today, so we're in the singular for a friend.
Very good.
So usually, this is a really sad reality, and I'm sure it's like this in a lot of cities. I can only speak for St. Louis because that's the only news I'm consistently keeping up with. When you scroll through different news outlets' websites, whether it be TV, paper, whatever it may be, there is constantly so many stories about murder, about theft. It feels like you have to scroll past those. And something that should be, right, like make you really sad, it's so normal to see it that I feel like I just don't even think twice about it.
You know, it's weird. We talked to Kendall Qualls at 103 about that Cincinnati absolute beating on video.
Mm-hmm.
That's brutal.
And it is brutal. But I saw it over the weekend, just like most people did. And I kept scrolling. And I'm like, what is wrong with me that's just part of the feed now, you know?
It's almost a survival mechanism because you can't allow yourself to get emotionally wrapped up in all these stories because you
can't, you don't have enough.
You would just have, it would be depressing.
Yeah. So the fact that we didn't talk about it Monday when I was hosting is because I didn't really know what else, what are you going to say? It's an absolute disgusting beating, could have racial motivation. Beyond that, it's like, this is horrible. What else is there? And anyway, that's to your point.
So, as I was saying, I usually go through and I skip those, but there was a quote from this one. This is not murder involved. It's car theft. So, you know, I feel like you can at least chuckle at it a little bit.
We can laugh because it's just a car.
Well, just wait. This quote that this article started with really got me. I'll get to it here in a second. A fluorescent man has been charged after allegedly possessing burglary tools while at a drive-time auto dealership in North St. Louis County. According to court documents, named Markel Brazier allegedly had the tools at the dealership located, like I said, in North St. Louis. Police had received a phone call about him wearing dark-colored hoodie, black pants, all the stuff, right? You expect him to...
Black and white striped shirt, big sack with dollar sign on it.
White bandana.
Mask.
So police locate him at the dealership with a hammer, a pair of gloves, and scissors. Court documents report Brazier spontaneously said to police, and I quote, "Let me stop lying to y'all. Y'all know what it is. I was trying to get me a little ride."
Yeah, you got to appreciate that.
Is that not hilarious?
I love it. I don't know how I can say that I love it, but I do love it.
That really cracked me up. I don't know. You just
a little honesty.
A little bit of honesty. I look forward to, hopefully if it ever comes out, seeing the police camera.
If you're
footage.
A police officer and you hear that and you're like, all right, that's cool, man. thanks for letting me know. Yeah. I mean, it does make your job easier. You don't have to try to interrogate. The guy comes out and goes, I was trying to take a car.
Yesterday, if you listened to Burgle Nuts, whatever it's called today. What is it? Murfin's Burgle Nuts?
Ethan's Forgettable Stories.
Forgettable Stories. Thank you. I had to skip a story yesterday because the segment was just completely off the rails.
Oh, great. We're
going to
do it now.
So now we're going to do it. Well, I just, I think this is important for people to be updated on. This past weekend in Lincoln County, there was a state of emergency after there was some serious flash flooding in Ellsbury, which is about 60 miles north of St. Louis. 42 people had to be rescued overnight on Sunday night, and 18 people evacuated their homes in an area of the town because they got 10 inches of rain in just a couple of hours.
Is this town on the Missouri River or the Mississippi River?
So it is near the Mississippi.
Okay.
And that's why, there were some quotes in some of different articles about people being really surprised that because they're used to the river flooding. Mm-hmm. They're not used to the flash flooding. They're not used to it being in this form. And, I mean, that's a lot of rain. 10 inches in a matter of a few hours. So the Red Cross is in the area. They're working on, taking care of people. That was really cool, too. Multiple articles that I had read mentioned Ellsbury United Methodist Church being a place that is open for people that have been affected. Hot meals, clothing, whatever you need. I think it's cool to see, the church being there for the community. So that's definitely an encouraging thing to read. And like I said, Red Cross officials are saying that cleanup efforts are continuing through the week. They're encouraging donations of supplies and volunteers. But just wanted to give an update on,
Person on our chat says Ellsbury got hit hard. My kids live in Winfield. I don't know either one of those towns very well. I've heard of them, apparently. But weird question. A serious question. Does it seem like we've had a lot more thunderstorms this summer than usual? I mean, it started with the tornadoes, of course, at the beginning of the summer. But I don't know if it's just that I'm paying more attention or what.
I think it's more as of late is how I think it feels. It seems like we're having more as of late compared to like last year, the year before, maybe the last 4 or 5 years. But historically, I don't think that it's any great.
It's not an aberration.
Right.
It's funny because we've been in such this brutal stretch of heat that all I can think of is heat. I'm like, I don't remember the last time it rained. I just wanted it to rain. But now that I think about it, I think it was probably early June, we went through a stretch where it felt like it was raining almost every day for a week and a half, 2 weeks.
That's why I thought it's been a very wet summer. And I remember there being summers, and of course, this is just probably the normal cycle of things, but I remember there being summers in St. Louis within the last 10 years that I didn't have to take any allergy medication because it rained so little. And so things weren't blooming, things weren't growing, grass didn't grow. But this year, it just seems like the exact opposite. It's like every day you go, oh man, there's a storm popping up and it wasn't in the forecast. You weren't expecting rain and there it is. And it's like big storms too. It's not just a little rain, like downpour on your way into work kind of stuff. Weird stuff, but may just be my perception too.
Probably, I probably should have led with this, but I wanted to quickly go through those ones because I figured this one would at least take a couple of minutes. Probably the biggest news in St. Louis today. St. Louis County Executive Sam Page has been indicted by a grand jury. Did you guys see
this? Holy smokes, how did I miss that?
This came out here in the last couple of hours. Page has been indicted on 2 counts of committing Class 4 election offense, public funds expenditure by a political subdivision officer or employee, 1 count of stealing $25,000 or more, and 1 count of stealing $750 or more. This is a quote from the Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey, who we had on the show yesterday, said, I conducted this investigation into Sam Page's alleged misuse of public funds because the people of St. Louis County deserve accountability, not corruption. Public officials must follow the law, and my office will work to ensure that they always do. The indictment stems, I guess, from a Proposition B mailer that was sent to county residents earlier this year. The proposition, I guess, it would have given St. Louis County Council the ability to fire department heads appointed by Page. This is huge.
You're
news.
Kind of blowing my mind right now.
Yeah.
So this happened during the show today, basically. This came out.
Today. Yeah, this article, this is Channel First Alert 4. Was updated an hour ago.
Do you know, I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, but do you know what happens now? So he's been indicted. Does that mean he has to forfeit? I mean, what are the implications? I get it. I'm throwing you
sure,
on the spot.
Sure. I'm quickly trying to scroll through and see if I can find any further information. Let's see. The application of a search warrant that was served earlier this week alleged that a list of over 100,000 voters was reduced to 55,000.
You know what? It's okay. Let's take a quick break.
Okay.
And we'll look it up because I would really like to know what happens now.
Yeah, I'm trying to quickly scroll through this article and see, you know, what some of these next steps are so that we can figure that out. But yeah, we can continue
looking
through
this
and get some more
information. We'll pause for a second. Keep looking it up because I want to find out. We'll be right back. And Ethan will give us the news on the indictment and what this means for Sam Page, county executive. All right, stick around. We'll be right back.
Hold up. Check it out.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, Gangsta Ethan's Mega Segma.
I just like using the opens, and you know, we're doing another one, so let's just use another open.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, what's the update? Set us up again here. What's happened to Sam Page? And then can you find anything about what happens next?
Yeah, so the latest update here that was put out, released a couple of hours ago, is that a grand jury has indicted St. Louis County Executive Sam Page. The indictment being two counts of committing class 4 election offense, public funds expenditure by a political subdivision officer or employee, one count of stealing $25,000 or more, and one count of stealing $750 or more. As far as where they go from here, there are some people. I'm seeing council member Shalonda Webb is saying that Sam Page should resign.
So we don't know.
We don't have a direct, this is what's going to happen next.
So indictments leads to charges, and then charges leads to a trial, right? That's what's next is the trial or, you know, plea deal or pleas and all that other fun stuff.
Kissing leads to babies. All I found on this topic was, this is from Five on Your Side. It says, during the St. Louis County Council meeting on Tuesday, Page said he was cooperating with the investigation and turned over his cell phone to investigators on Monday. He has hired an attorney who he said will be paid out of his own pocket. I guess that's a good move.
Yeah.
quote, I will cooperate fully with the investigation and I'll also be focused on the good work we are doing for the county, he said Tuesday night. Emphasis mine. Page was issued a summons. A court date was set for August 29th. So that's less than a month away.
Mm-hmm. Sean Malone from KMOX just down the hall, I guess, was trying to talk to him leaving the event yesterday. Asked him, it's in quote, quotation saying, I want to ask you a few questions about the subpoena. And Paige responded saying, call my attorney.
Ooh.
And I guess they've put out multiple calls, KMOX, to Paige's attorney, and they haven't heard back yet.
So I guess what we're coming to here is that it's not, okay, this has happened, now this is what happens.
Correct.
This is
That's what I'm seeing. I'm not seeing anyone putting out, this is the next step yet.
So this is
well, a court date on August 29th.
Well, yeah, a court date.
Sure. I mean, following that.
I guess that is ultimately the answer to the question.
Right, but you're looking for more information, right? To like, oh, what's going to happen?
Yeah,
to
if this happens, then this, and we just don't know. Okay, so that's good. I mean, we don't want to report anything speculative. Interesting. I mean, that really threw me for a loop. I said unforgettable news, and it was like the least forgettable news you've ever done. So great job, thank you.
It's what I do.
It's what you do.
Let's
pivot here really quick. And we were talking in the last segment at the end there about the rain and the heat. I got a clip here from Theo Vaughn. And in some ways, this is kind of the headline because it is super hot in St. Louis right now.
Because something is happening right now. And I'm talking about the heat, baby. The heat. You go outside, you say, dang, it's hot. It is hot. There's heat everywhere. The sun, it just looking for people. Irish people are dying. They're dying. Name 40 Irish people right now. I bet you can't. And that's the S-U-N, baby. And I don't know how to stop it. You know, you can do prayer. You can do umbrellas. You almost got to write a damn hymn on the outside of an umbrella to even get a little respite from the heat.
No, oh, that's it. Okay. Yeah. There's a little more. All right. Theo Vaughn is very funny and does a podcast and has impacted the election. And he does stuff like that.
it's the accent that gets me.
Yeah.
That's the part that kills me. Boy.
It's the sun. I don't know how to stop it. It's like, yeah. I guess not.
Did the part in there? I may have
about
missed
the
it.
Irish.
About the he said. Does anyone know any Irish people? Name 40 Irish people. I think they're all dead.
You can't.
I'm starting to wonder if I'm Irish.
My son will come to me. You got a horrible sunburn, and you're still not over it.
So
are you not Irish?
It looks worse.
I don't think I'm
what
Irish.
What are you? Do you know?
I think that I'm English, and okay. I know I'm partially Hungarian.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. That's all I know.
You got any Neanderthal in there? I always think that's cool. And that comes back on the 23andMe. Like, hey, Neanderthal. That's a different breed of creature. That's not even a human. You're like, what? Why is that on there?
Aw, I'm part caveman.
Your burn's been weird because you're walking around showing everybody your guns for whatever reason.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I am not doing that.
You're rolling your sleeves up.
It's on my shoulder.
He's like, look at my sunburn.
Yeah, he keeps telling everybody to look at his sunburn, but really he's just flexing.
Brad, you literally just showed off your bicep to more people on the live stream than I have at all the last couple days.
Just because you didn't do it on the live stream doesn't mean that you haven't been trying to do it in the office.
You forced Brad to do it, really, ultimately. Because you've been walking around the office, oiling up your arms. this Theo Vaughn thing, when I heard that, I cracked up because my son is 8 years old, okay? My son will it is daily that he comes up with these questions that I don't know if it's because we all have smartphones now that he knows, oh, I can just ask dad this question and he can find out like that. Otherwise, I'm like, would you be asking me this anyway? Maybe. But he'll be like, Dad, and real thoughtful too, how much does a building weigh? I'm like, dang it, that's a pretty good question. I don't know. I really don't. And I don't even know how to find that answer.
So you're in the phase of questions that you just don't have the answers to.
Yeah, but he genuinely wants to know. He's not being obnoxious. He's just like, oh, man. That is really important to know. I think I'm going to go ask Dad that. And the one that he just asked me recently in reference to the Theo Vaughn clip was, Dad, which is hotter, the surface of the sun or lightning?
Lightning.
And I was like, I don't know the answer to that. Do you?
Lightning.
Seriously?
Yes.
I would have thought no way.
I would have
as well.
This
is one of those weird nerd, like, did you know that a bolt of lightning is hotter than the surface of the sun?
It's true. It's true. A bolt of lightning is like 5 times hotter than the surface of the sun. And yet people, how is it possible that people could get struck by lightning time. And survive?
It's just the amount of time.
What is happening now?
That's your Ryan.
It's probably the news stories I was bringing up. Trisha told us we should probably play more music under our talking, so we should just let that play.
It was the sun.
Do, 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 do,
do, do, do. You cannot make up this segment.
This is wild, guys.
We'll conclude with this question. Are you guys doing anything outside right now? Like, even at night, mm-hmm. Are you going outside? Because my kids want to take a walk every night. Yeah. And I'm like, man,
well, that's nice.
It's very nice, but it's very hot still.
Until it's really hot out.
It's really, really hot.
I do. I take a walk every night.
Are your electricity bills out of control?
Yes, in a way, but no, not as bad as other people because we did a different contract than other people.
So you got a third party.
It's up. I don't know if it's third party. My wife explained this to me, and
he's doing illegal
it was
things.
Really complicated, but it's like you can negotiate through O'Fallon, the
You're
city.
Stealing cable from your neighbor.
No.
Stealing that copper wire. Cable's
just stealing money from me
all of your neighbor's AC cords hooked up to your AC unit? I don't know. My wife explained it to me. I don't get it.
There's ductwork running from their house to yours.
That would be amazing.
No, it's some sort of deal she worked that the city offers, and we signed up for it. And so the rates didn't go up for us, but the usage has. So it's gone up, but not as much as people whose rates have gone up.
I spent enough time outside this weekend and got punished by the sun for it to not have to be outside at least for a week.
Can you share the story really quick of how you got the sunburn? Because everybody, we've been joking enough. And I realized today I never actually asked you how you got the sunburn, and I assumed you either fell asleep or got drunk and passed out outside.
Two very realistic options. Neither of them did happen.
Neither of them happened, though.
So my friend has a house at the Lake of the Ozarks.
Did you use sunscreen?
Dear no. God.
I'm literally telling you the story, Brad. Has a house, has a boat, has a jet ski. Okay? Good time.
Nice friend.
Uh-huh. And it was my job to take the jet ski to the cove in which we were taking the boat. Thought this was going to be a quick trip, not that long. It ended up being 45 minutes. So my thought is, oh, we're trying to get out there quick, quick, quick. I'm thinking, oh, I'll put on the sunscreen when I get out there to the cove. By the time I got to the cove, I was donezo.
You had been in the sun for 45 minutes straight.
Correct.
On a jet ski, which is awesome.
Uh-huh.
On the lake.
On the lake. And so you
water
got
reflecting,
absolutely toasted.
Just destroyed. So my shoulder got blistered up really bad. And it's all kinds of weird colors now. This morning, I'm getting out of the car, and my shoulder bumps the roof of my car, and I look, and it's just straight red raw skin. It had ripped the blister open, and now I have a big old white gauze on
it.
And
that, ladies and gentlemen, is why he has been walking around all day showing everybody his muscles.
There's nothing to see. It's gauze.
He doesn't have any muscles.
Well, that's true. But including the bosses, including Trisha, which I thought was weird, including me and Brad, other people in the office that I don't even know. There's people in this office that I do not know.
I'm pretty sure they were clients.
I'm bringing them in. I'm bringing them in just to show them.
It's 2:45. We got one segment left, and we're going to give you the results of the YouTube live chat poll next. A little economic news for you in a real departure for this hour. Some real news. The economy has posted a strong second quarter, growing at a 3% pace. There were economists, I think I might have seen even Steve Moore, who's on our show all the time, say that, hey, it's possible before this came out, that by the end of the year, by fourth quarter, we could see 3% growth in the fourth quarter. It was 3% growth in the second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the Trump administration is doing victory laps on this, saying, hey, man, we got past the first quarter, which was still the Biden economy, which is fair. I mean, that's not false. And then said, boom, here we are already at 3% growth. That really is pretty big. Here is Kevin Hassett. He is the NEC director on that topic.
You know, I think if there were a beauty contest for GDP releases, that Miss July would probably be very close to the top of the list of the early betting, because it got everything for everybody. There's really strong growth, really strong income growth. We've got a huge reduction in government spending, 5% drop in government spending, now 70,000 fewer federal employees. And we've got $127 billion in tariffs. And so the story, the anti-Trump story, has been that we're going to have a recession or a depression because of the tariffs, which are going to jack up prices and cause consumers to run for the exits. And in fact, every single thing about this GDP release has shown strength.
So the underreported aspect of this, I think, not just today, but over the last couple months, has been that the jobs numbers have actually stayed very strong. And that is while the one of the biggest employers in the United States has been slashing and burning constantly. You know what that is? That's the government. The government has been losing employees constantly because we have deemed thousands and thousands and thousands of them to be redundant and completely unnecessary. And so while that's happening, keep in mind, that's a big deal, because during the Biden 4 years, really, I don't know that we really saw much else other than government job growth. And they would count that in the total. They used to not. Mm-hmm. And they changed it so where they could count government jobs.
So it wouldn't look bad.
In job creation. And so all the jobs numbers that you saw come in during the Biden administration, I shouldn't say all, it's just the vast majority that you saw come in, they were growing because the government was growing. And this is the exact opposite. That is a very healthy economy. It's leading to other problems, though. As we saw Trump go to the Federal Reserve last week, he's pressuring Jerome Powell to lower the interest rates. Well, when the economy is strong, the Fed goes, meh, I think we'll just leave them where they're at, because that's what they do.
Yeah.
So it's a real double-edged sword here that Trump's trying to make the economy great is, and then can't get the interest rates to go down because the economy is too strong.
Ryan, you're a real estate guy, so this interest rate thing makes me wonder, if the Fed were to dump interest rates and the housing market is what it is right now, would that make the housing market worse? Meaning things get more expensive because then more people can get money, or how does that work?
I mean, I'm purely speculating here. Nobody really knows the answer to that question. But if all of a sudden rates were to drop by like 2 points or something, everybody goes, oh my gosh. Well, first of all, everybody start refinancing their loans from the last 4 years.
Yeah.
And everybody then would suddenly have more money.
Beg a loan.
Yeah. and easy to do. So everybody's going to have more cash in their pocket. Well, that's a spur for the economy, because you're not creating fake cash. You're just adding cash that was going to the bank. It's now just staying with you. So that would be a huge spur. But to answer your question, would it drive house prices up more? Possibly, yes. But I actually personally think no, because we have gone up so much so quickly that I think what would happen is, again, just my opinion, that if rates dropped dramatically, that all of a sudden everybody who's been waiting to move will decide, oh, I can finally move. I can finally look elsewhere and sell my house. And so you'd have kind of a flood of inventory at the same time as the rates would be dropping that would kind of offset itself. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
They could go up, though, because, you know, people can buy more with the money that they have if the rates are lower. But just don't know. But we're in a weird spot now, because the news of the day is that the Fed has held rates steady despite pressure from Trump. So they haven't done anything. Despite that meeting, I actually could have told you this was going to happen. The minute Trump went in there and did the pressure campaign, I'm like, the Fed's not going to budge now.
No.
Now, they may later, but if they did it now, it would look like capitulation.
Yep.
So they're not really going to do anything.
They didn't.
And they didn't. And they didn't. So not great news if you're looking to refinance a house, although rates are a little lower than they have been. Mortgage rates. This is not directly from the Fed, but it is downstream from the Fed. So let's talk about the results of the YouTube live chat poll. We'll get Ethan back in here to give us the results. Excuse me. Is homelessness getting worse in your town? Brad, have you answered this question?
Kind of. Kind of. Yeah. It is getting worse in my hometown in O'Fallon. I never used to see homeless people outside of like off the exits panhandling or something like that. Now there's one every day on the exit, and it's not the same person, different person every time. And not only that, I'm starting to see people in downtown with like, oh, look, there's his bike and his blanket and his dog.
Yeah, me too. Answered for Collinsville, we are seeing it more, but I don't think it's unique to any one of our towns. I think it's just a rise in homelessness. And the lead that we began the show with is that Trump signed an executive order. This was not yesterday, but a couple days ago, regarding homelessness and ways to combat it, changing really the whole federal government's approach to the issue from the last 20 years plus. So it's a big departure. Mm-hmm. Ethan, have you answered the question?
I answered yes. I live in St. Charles, and while I'm not seeing, I've only been there a couple of years, you see them here and there on the occasion. I don't feel like that's necessarily grown, but being down here in the city, I mean, it feels like every year since I've worked down here, it's getting to be a higher and higher population. So
yeah, it's something changed during COVID. Mm-hmm. So it may just be the economy, you know, as we were talking to Shauna in the first hour, she was kind of an expert on this topic, that the economy really is affecting the very poor. So if you're just really poor, maybe you've made bad decisions. I'm not saying it's entirely just like circumstantial, but if you're really poor, you're having trouble getting a house now. I mean, related to the issue we just talked about with the lack of housing. So the results of the YouTube live chat poll, is homelessness getting worse in your town?
206 votes on that poll. Is homelessness getting worse in your town? 84% say yes, Ryan. Not a very close one. Most people agreeing that it's getting worse.
I'm a little surprised that it wasn't higher.
Really?
I thought that you would see upwards of 90% of the people saying yes.
Rural. I bet most of those are rural.
It would almost have to be. All right, thanks for tuning in today. Hopefully Annie will be back tomorrow when she has a voice, and we will see you then.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.